둘, 셋, 파!
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Check, 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 check. 1, 2.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the series. If you're not already, I do hope you hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. You can grab us anywhere you get your podcasts from. That includes Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating. Leave a review if you feel so inspired. That always helps out so much. Want to say we've had some great guests on lately. Just another reason to subscribe. Comedian Tim Heidecker was just here. We talked with Les Claypool of Primus, David Yao from the Jesus Lizard, Keith Powers and Jean-Louis Castellanos. They're starring in Uglies, out now on Netflix. John Early was here to talk about his latest stand-up special. Josh Tillman, Father John Misty. We talked with Sugar Ray Rayford, Kiana Simone. You can see her in The Supremes at Earl's All You Can Eat. Started the month with Akon discussing the 20th anniversary of his debut album, Trouble. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Keith Urban, talking to the country superstar about his new album, High, which is either his 11th or 12th record, however you look at it. He's going to talk about how this collection actually started with a scrapped album that he started in 2022, and how ultimately he was unhappy with the limitations that that record faced, as well as breaking past his own songwriting comfort zones. Keith will detail working with Mike Elizondo on Laughing All the Way to the Drink, maybe my favorite song from this record, fleshing out the songs live, as well as the influence of ELO and Robert Palmer, and recently covering Ariana Grande In fact, so we'll talk a little bit about that pop music, country music pipeline that seems to be happening more and more these days. All that and more as we talk about the album Hi. It's Kyle Meredith with Keith Urban.
Hey, Kyle. Good to get to talk to you finally.
Yeah, man. I've been, of course, following you around musically for a very long time, so it's good to finally have you on here and to talk about what album number 11 with High like that.
I guess, yeah, There's a few. I've made a few, thank goodness. I did a solo album in Australia, so probably technically it's like 12, but.
I think part of the story of this album is this almost could have been album number 13 at this point, because I guess there was the scrapped album. Like that fascinates me every time, especially when you're an artist, let's say, who's successful enough to have the machine behind you, to have the family depending on you. Walk away and say, this isn't working. Like that's kind of big, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's never happened to me before. And like you said, I've made a few records. But it stands to reason that the reason this never happened to me before is because I've never approached a record the way I did this thing that was called 615, which I started making in 2022. And I thought I'd give myself some sort of framework and structure to stay within as I created this album, because sometimes my records go off in all directions. And I thought, I'll just try this approach to see what happens. Will this give me focus, or will this give me limitation? And I discovered that it gave me limitation. So I scrapped that whole record, took four songs off it, and started again.
Limitations actually do work for some artists. And obviously for some, it doesn't. Like, cause you know, what's the, necessity is the mother of invention. That's the phrase,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like when you're just pared down back against the wall, you know, and seeing what comes out of that. Like, what was it about that didn't work for you?
A linear result where, and it's a great question, because I can't say that it was my framework that caused the result. It was also piecemeal recording, the way in which I did it, where we'd record a song when I was off the road, and then, you know, X amount of weeks later, we'd record another song when I was off the road. So all of these songs individually felt really good. It was when I pieced them all together to form an album that I went, oh crap, this doesn't have all of this stuff, which at the time I didn't realize. You know, I just wasn't really listening to all these things back to back to back. So that's really what it was.
I was recently, I got him over my shoulder. I was recently listening to REM's New Adventures of Hi-Fi, which late 90s had Electrolyte. And they did that. And it's a song recorded sort of on the road, off the road, back and forth through the entire tour. Some people love that album. It's my least favorite thing they've ever done. I just can't get a grasp onto it, you know.
Like, and to your point, I mean, they may have done what they set out to do, and then you have the result you wanted. But I didn't like the result myself, so I couldn't continue with it. But yeah.
So you get this record, and it's interesting that we're sort of talking about it this way, because you get Break the Chain, and I'm probably separating the context a little bit, but Getting Out of the Monotony. And I know that can probably talk about for your personal life, your own life, whatever. But for a songwriter, like, I feel like that's got to be a hard thing to do as well. I mean, again, album number 11 for a lot of artists. Well, I've found my groove. I've done my experimenting. People know what they get from me. And to be able to break out of that chain, you know, as a songwriter, like, how hard is that for you? You know, as you're, you know, 30 years on as an artist at this point.
The only hard part is when I try anything versus doing it. When I try something, albums for me are taking a photograph of who I am and where I am right now. That's my favorite kind of album for me, is just taking a snapshot. What songs do I love right now? How do I want to play them right now? What do I want to sing right now? What kind of album do I want to make right now? That's all it is. You know, and like I said, I've never set out to have a theme. And 615 was the closest thing I'd ever done to having a theme, and it didn't work for me. So all I want to do is capture an authentic photo of who I am right now musically. And that's only just for that moment. And to go one step further, you know, one thing I learned through the pandemic, among many things, when I couldn't tour, was I thought it would just be because I missed the live experience playing in front of people and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But what I realized is for me, touring is also the rest of the record. So historically, we do an album and then we go tour that record. Touring's always given me a chance to give that record more dimension, give the songs more dimension. And because in a lot of cases, and you know this too, you've just written a song and you go and record it right away. I barely know this song. And that's a blessing and a challenge simultaneously, because I've now got to capture it in some form. That may not be the best form, but it's the one on that in that moment, you know. Going out and playing it live, I get to explore it every night and find more dimension in the song. That was one of the things I really missed about touring The Speed of Now, and very much looking forward to hitting the road for this High album.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Saving money on remodeling your home at Menards. Start your tile project off right with DentShield Tile Backer from Georgia Pacific. It's proven to protect against moisture in your walls and subfloors, with a built-in water barrier, making it perfect to use in damp areas like kitchens and bathrooms. Plus, its easy-to-cut design makes installation a breeze. Save big on Georgia Pacific DentShield Tile Backer panels. On sale through March 2nd. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Keith Urban.
I think that might be even the reason why I turn to live albums a lot of the time, because it's that right there. I've actually never thought about it in the way you're talking about it right now, because I like to hear and feel, as I was about to say, how an artist develops that song. Sometimes, you know, some artists, they just like to jam it out or whatever. You know, you got a Pearl Jam or something, you know, they'll jam out a song for a while, and that's fun. But you have other artists who sort of take that song and it's not yet realized, and by the time you get to the end of the tour and the live album, you know, like, oh, that's what this song was born to be,
right? Or it could be,
sure,
you know, the song is many things. It's the album only presents one potential of it, you know. I also recognize that for people coming to listen to a show, there's always this delicate balance of honor the song the way I'm going to hear it in my head. Don't screw around with it. Don't change the melody so much because you're bored with it already, because I want to hear it and sing along with it. But also, I have an issue with doing it exactly like the album, like, you know, like the single version or whatever it is. Every song, you can pick a song. I went and saw Huey Lewis back in the day, right? And because I love their record and the songs are amazing. And I thought, it's great, they're coming to play live. And I went with my bass player. And it's the first time I discovered that you can be too good and too rehearsed and too polished.
And there's the album right there. Yeah.
You know, they came out on stage and my bass player and I were sitting there going, oh my God, this is like the record. This is like the record. And then like five songs and we went, oh, this is like the record. And we had this weird reaction to it where it was so good that I couldn't feel anything. And we left about halfway through. And I love that band. Still love that band.
Still a great band.
Yeah, still a great band and great bulletproof songs. I mean, good God, their songs are great. But what I took away from it is that you can do it to a couple of songs and then I need something that's real and right in front of me.
There are moments in this record that's right there that I can't wait to hear. Like Laughing all the way to the Drink is probably the best example, because you do, you hit all the moods on this record. You know, I think you talked about the way you did the track listing where nothing starts in the same tempo, nothing starts in the same key from the, which is great. That song right there, I mean, it's probably my favorite on the album anyway, but that's the one I'm like, ooh, I want to hear this live. I want to hear this just like blown out.
Oh, great. Thank you.
And that's you work Elizondo? You work with him on that
yeah.
one?
Yeah, we've written a few things over the years, and he, I mean, every muso knows and loves Mike. I mean, he's a phenomenal musician, songwriter, and producer. I mean, he's just so good in all directions. But that song came about because I had my drummer, Terrence F. Clark, who's in my band, great Memphis drummer. I found at a sound check, he would be playing some groove and we would just start jamming. And so many bands know this moment where you have this magic happening at soundcheck. And it would happen all the time. I'm like, man, this guy really inspires me to come up with stuff. And so I called Mike and I said, now, Terrence is not a traditional songwriter in any way, but can I bring him in the studio and you play bass, Terrence plays drums, I play guitar. We'll let Terrence start a groove of any sort and we'll jam with him. And we'll do that all day. And we'll see if we can collect a whole bunch of embryo tracks that we may be able to turn into songs. That's how Laughing All the Way to the Drink started, was exactly like that. And then I brought in Ben Burgess to help me flesh out the song part of it. But that is, the core of that is a three-piece band just jamming their ass off on the floor.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. You can kind of tell. I mean, yeah, that spirit's in there. That's what I mean. And those moments, I mean, you know, you get... If you've heard enough music in your life, you know, it's impossible not to hear something go, is that, that reminds me of, like, when I hear Dodge and a Silverado, the beginning, I'm like, is this sort of a nod to Motley Crue's Home Sweet Home a little bit?
That's oh, wow.
Piano at the beginning? Yeah.
I mean, that's all just anthem, lighter rock 101, isn't it? You know, I never thought about that connection. I didn't write that song, but that's definitely, it's cut from the bones of, that chord progression is it's classic. I mean, it's in so many songs, I guess. Yeah.
If you ever do the thing, you know, live where you, you know,
mash it
cover
up.
Into the mashup, right?
Yeah. You know, it's a great one. Excellent.
Got it right there for you.
Noted.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Keith Urban.
When every single one of these songs on this record could be a single, which is normal for you. You write great albums and every single, when you're writing a song, do you think of it like, does every song need to be a hit? Can every song be a hit?
Oh God, no. No, I'm a sucker for hooks. That's all. You know, I always have been. I grew up listening to radio as much as I did sort of greatest hit albums at home. And I, you know, people like ELO and, you know, Jeff Lynne, is a, probably a bigger influence than I realize. But as I get older, I think back to those records. They were like my Beatles because my parents didn't have any Beatles records. So I missed the Beatles, but I had ELO. And so that was
Jeff
my
wanted to be the Beatles. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So I learned so much about the Beatles structure through Jeff Lynne's filter. And he brought even more pop hook sensibility into those songs. And he was a big influence on my songwriting for sure.
What was that? I was hearing you mentioned it maybe in a previous interview, but that you were sort of getting in a Robert Palmer mood recently. And
yeah.
I think you and I were linking up because that's Sneaking Sally Through the Alley. As I think there was like 2 months this year. I just on and I knew that song, but it just, you know, something's come back and I just had that on repeats. That guy is so underrated, even with his two or three huge MTV hits. Like there's so much more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wrote a song a few records back called Drop Top. I think it was on Graffiti U. And definitely the inspiration for that song was Johnny and Mary. It's a really obscure Robert Palmer song of minimalism that always just, I love. It's just this boring drum machine all the way through, but it's so, it's almost like Kraftwerk or something. It's just so simplistic, hypnotic, and I love Robert Palmer. He's very underrated.
No, I like seeing that right there. It is interesting how we're talking too, because I saw you covering the Ariana Grande song on Instagram or whatever it was. And that's the pipeline is back. It's been there through the past, but the pop star country pipeline is happening more and more again. Do you keep an eye on that? I mean, obviously Post Malone's got his album now and Beyonce's got it. Like, is that, do you, well, like, how does that arrive for you?
It's all connected. You know, at the end of the day, everybody's always looking for some, every artist is always looking for somewhere to glean from. And sometimes it's in the past in this genre only. Sometimes it's here, all over the, I mean, I've just drawn from everywhere, all over the place. And, but I always come back to a great song is a great song. In the case of the Ariana song, the first time I heard it, I was just like, good God, what is, I didn't even know what she was saying in the song, but I got chills thinking about it. There was something happening in that song that I could tell when it was written. It's got something very, very deep and powerful. When she wrote that, when she was inspired to write that melody, the lyric, whatever's going on. And I love the way she writes so ambiguously from a lyric standpoint. And it's almost like the melody paints way more of the story than the lyrics do. And so you can dismantle that song any which way and it's going to hold up.
See, that's when I believe in magic in songs. There's some songs
yes.
that have magic.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when you talk to the artists, they're like, they know the grind of writing that song. They see the months and, you know, the demos and all that. Yet somehow, you know, it's there when we hear it, like actual magic.
Yes. Or it's not. You know, those exact writers can write the very next day, nothing. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Where'd it go? I can't compliment you enough on this record right here with Hyde. This is such a fun record. There are so many iconic moments, which again, this far into it, that ain't nothing right there. So, dude, congratulations on this. Seriously. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it.
My pleasure. I was really looking forward to this. So, thank you.
My thanks to Keith. The new album is called High. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, please do hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around so you can pick up all the interviews that we put out. 3 interviews every single week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists. Discover the new ones. Grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org. Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And again, please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're hanging around as well. Really do appreciate that. After you do all that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from the Violent Femmes, Soul Coughing, Weezer, Fontaines D.C., Oasis, The Replacements, Cowboy Junkies, Paul Simon, Sunvolt, Mott the Hoople, The Linda Lindas, Sharon Van Etten, Boy Genius, The Decemberists, Snail Mail, Alanis Morissette, Salt and Pepper, Hozier, Johnny Mandel, Justin Townes Earl, The Killers, Beach Boys, T-Rex, and my interview with the cast of Women in Blue that's playing right now on Apple TV+. Just an example of what you can hear when you tune in weeknights at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
We just had internet put in, but apparently they changed over the password. Nobody told me, so there you have it.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO. Yeah.